Wilson, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. We're now in session for public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. When the council holds public hearing on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet that's at the speaker's stand as well. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. The first hearing today is a change of zone 1723, the application of John Gilman, Mr. Lank.
Yes, thank you. This application is to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.25 acres, more or less, lying east of Pyle Center Road, also known as Road 20, 800 feet northwest of Roxana Road, also known as Route 17, and being identified on the tax maps as being tax map ID 533, map 6, parcel 25.01. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on November 15th of 2012. We were provided with an exhibit booklet by the applicant. We received comments from DLDOT, the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We did receive one letter in opposition to the application. The applicant was present during the public hearing with legal counsel and giving testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. There was a motion by Mr. Smith seconded or stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1723 for John M. Gilman for a change in zone from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant states that he intends to continue the use of the fitness and sports complex on the site as permitted by conditional use number 1750. That the rezoning to B1 is more appropriate for this use in this site than the conditional use designation. Two, this is for a change in zone to B1 zoning along Route 20 and near the Route 17 intersection. This location on these thoroughfares is appropriate for B1 zoning. Three, the site is located in the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, which is a developing area under the comprehensive plan. B1 districts are appropriate in this developing area. Four, there are other commercial and business zonings and uses in the immediate vicinity of this project, including boat storage and HVAC business or company, central storage units, another sports complex, and other business and retail uses. Five, the use will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties, traffic, or roadways. Six, the permitted neighborhood business uses in the B1 district will serve the surrounding residential uses and will be compatible with them. And seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the proposed rezoning, and several neighboring parties signed a petition in favor of the application. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. And since the public hearings, we did receive one correspondence from an agency. That was the Sussex Conservation District. It was received on November 19th. Makes reference that there are three soil types on this property, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected. It may be possible that off-site drainage improvements will be required, but not yet determined, and on-site drainage improvements will be required. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? If not, Ms. Carmine.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Surgovic Carmine and Weidman, located here in Georgetown, Delaware. I represent the applicant, John Gilman, who has applied for a change of zone from an AR1 with a conditional use for an athletic club and outdoor recreation center to a B1 zoning to add professional office use to the existing permitted uses for the property. Also in attendance this afternoon on behalf of this application is Mr. Gilman. He is seated behind me, and he will present testimony to council in support of this application. As Mr. Lank stated, we have also submitted exhibit booklets for the council's review and consideration. Also, as stated, Mr. Gilman does currently have a conditional use to operate the Roxanne Athletic Club. The conditional use was approved in November 2008. Unfortunately, the conditional use does not allow Mr. Gilman to utilize the property to its fullest potential. Due to the economic downturn in 2008, Mr. Gilman has been unable to secure necessary funds to fully open his athletic club. He has been advised by multiple banks, including his current bank, Midcoast Community, that the bank can only fund his project if he's able to lease space to generate outside business revenue. As a result, we are seeking today a B1 zoning in order to lease the upstairs portion of the existing structure as professional office space. The approval of this rezoning request is appropriate as the project does meet the purpose of the B1 zoning district and it does comply with the comprehensive plan. The purpose of the B1 district is to provide primarily for retail, shopping, and personal service uses to serve the needs of a relatively small area. Primarily nearby rural, low-density, or medium-density residential neighborhoods. The proposed use falls within the allowable uses in the B1 district as personal service uses, as the members of the community and the athletic club will pay for and use the services provided by the athletic club and its prospective tenants who will be occupying the professional office space. It also complies with the comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan recognizes that many farm landowners have built up significant equity in their land, and as a result, this equity is a liquid asset that can serve as collateral to serve operational loans. Mr. Gilman has built up some equity in his land as a result of the conditional use that was approved in 2008, and that equity has provided him with the ability to secure funds to construct the existing improvement. Unfortunately, a B1 zoning classification is necessary in order to meet the lender's requirements for additional revenue source to secure the additional funds that are necessary to allow the primary use to become fully operational. In addition, the comprehensive plan encourages tourism and other responsible commercial job providers to locate and invest in our county. the proposed recreational uses meet these goals as they do serve tourism, and they allow for other responsible commercial job providers to occupy this space on the second floor of the existing structure. It also allows Mr. Gilman to provide jobs within the county. This project also provides an outdoor recreation complex and indoor training fitness center, which meets the park and recreation element of the plan without seeking the assistance or a financial partnership with the county. Rather, the only assistance Mr. Gilman seeking from the county is the approval of the rezoning request, and that is so that he may meet the financial criteria of his lender to allow these additional revenue sources, which are necessary to finance the implementation of the existing conditional use. In addition, this project does meet the recreation needs of the community. It's compatible with neighboring uses. Those uses have been identified in the booklet that we submitted in advance for your review. If you look through the booklet, you can see there are a great variety of uses in this area, from commercial to conditional uses. It's definitely a mixed-use area. In addition, there will be no detrimental or adverse impact on these neighboring uses. Rather, it would enhance the area by providing a much-needed service in the form of this fitness center and the outdoor recreation complex, as well as the professional office space, as opposed to adversely affecting the community. At this point in time, I would like to introduce Mr. Gilman to further present his plans with respect to this property and identify the need for the B1 rezoning.
I don't have a booklet. That's on clean.
No, there's no booklet on
it. Yeah, you mentioned a booklet?
Yes, we submitted booklets in advance, and we had contacted the...
Yeah, they're coming.
What? Oh, the whole...
The commissioners still have their copies.
Oh.
I apologize. We did contact the Planning and Zoning Office, and they said that they had enough booklets for today's hearing.
Okay, I read the booklet.
I apologize for
okay.
that.
No,
I do have a booklet here.
No, just tell us what's in the booklet.
Tell us what it says.
Okay, the booklet consists of many exhibits. We have A through...
And as you go, you don't have to go through the whole book. Just go ahead. Do as you work.
I'll kind of do that, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Again, I apologize that there were not enough.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking the time to hear my change of zoning. My name is John Gilman, for the record. I've owned this property at 35025 Powell Center Road for 19 years now. Just hit the halfway point of my life, actually. I am seeking the B1 zoning for the flexibility to rent the upstairs, about 2,500 square feet, as office space, in order, as Shannon said, to secure the necessary financing for the rest of my project to get it up and running. I've been unable to do that over the last 4 years since I've started this project. The site plan, it would be in tab A of the booklet, has not changed, and I do not plan to change it from the original conditional use. It requires 58 parking spots, has tennis court, two grass sports fields, which for football, lacrosse, soccer, one soccer field, two football lacrosse, any type of field like that, tennis court. And it also has two, Mr. Lang talked about the stormwater management. It does have two ponds. Currently, one pond is existing. I built that over the summer. And the new funds will allow me to build the pond number two to meet that stormwater management requirement. The modified business plan, tab G in the book, is basically the meat and potatoes of my little presentation here. Just talks about the phasing of this project. There will be three phases. The next phase will be phase one for me to open would be renting the upstairs 2,500 square feet as office. In doing so, I will get a $170,000 loan from Midcoast Community Bank. That will allow me to buy the necessary fitness equipment to put inside the building, to construct the stormwater management pond, the parking lot, and by building the ponds, I'll basically be able to build the fields as well. And then phase two will be determined at a later date. We'll be actually implementing the business of the sports fields, and phase three will be eventually the swimming pool, and that will probably come 5-7 years down the road, depending on sewer, water issues like that, because I am on a well and septic. I roughly estimate that this is going to create initially 2 full-time jobs for me and someone else to run the fitness center full-time, and basically about 6 to 10 subcontractor positions, which would be massage therapy, personal training, any type of sports training for the soccer players that are in the River Run Soccer Club, as well as the Little League Baseball field. I did run into some problems when I first built this project, and you guys approved the conditional use. The problem was, unfortunately for me, I did it in 08, which was at the banking collapse. Since then, they didn't want to do any big startups like mine. They told me to seek outside revenue sources then. I did so under the conditional use. I reached out to the YMCA, Wilmington College, Dell Tech, other sources that actually offer fitness classes, stuff like that, to be able to try to get an outside partnership in to get some outside revenue sources. And none of those parties were able to want to move forward with any of that. So that's why I came here for the B1 zoning change. If you go to tab O, that would be the Midcoast letter, basically stating the information about the bank that I got over the loan I got over the summer to get the Del Dot entrance in, the front multipath, the stormwater management pond number 1, and it also talks about the $170,000 loan based on the $750,000 appraisal that was done on the site over the summer for that loan. If you go to tab P, there's a map, and the 31 businesses that are within a 1 mile radius of my project, they range from conditional use all the way up to C1. If you look at the map, number 11 through 15 is zone C1 highway, number 18 through 20 is zone C1 highway, number 30 zone C1 highway as well. So my request is lower than those, and a little higher than, I guess, the conditional uses that are existing now. Lastly, if you go to tab Q in the booklet, will be 16 signatures of people that also fit within that map, the 1 mile radius map that I provided for the businesses. I went to neighbors across the street, down the street, to businesses existing, and a couple of their employees to sign this. I didn't want to go outside the 1 mile range. Just didn't feel they had any bearing on this. So I did get 16 signatures in support of my project to give me the flexibility for the office space request. And in conclusion, I just thank you for taking the time today to to my application, and I'll take any questions you may have.
Any questions from council?
No, not really.
If not, Ms. Carmine, do you have anything else that you would like to say? Or do you have any other witnesses that you would like to call?
We have no other witnesses.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the council's pleasure, close the public record as well.
We'll close public hearing, and without any questions, we'll close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 8.25 acres more or less.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to adopt the ordinance. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes. I agree with Planning and Zoning Commission's decision on their recommendation.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes also. I agree with Planning and Zoning decision that it is a mixed area of small business and residential, so this bid will fit.
Phillips.
I vote yes. It seems like an appropriate use. Applaud
the applicant for taking the risk involved of expanding his business.
Wilson.
I vote yes on recommendation P&Z.
I also agree that our recommendations of planning and zoning I agree with, and the fact that we'll make a lot of sense. I think there'll be a B1 there for the use of it. I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. The next matter is conditional use application number 1949, application of Banks Family Farm Preservation Trust. Mr. Lang?
Yes, this is an application to consider a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for the relocation of the access easement to a proposed bar pit, which was originally approved as conditional use number 1897, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.1571 acres, more or less, lying east of Irons Lane, also known as Road 348, 800 feet north of Old Mill Road, also known as Road 349, and being identified as tax map parcel or map number district 134, map 7, parcel 186. On this application, Solutions IPEM had submitted a site plan for conditional use number 1897 for the proposed bar pit, and it was found that the easement proposed to serve the bar pit had a somewhat different legal description than the easement reviewed during the original public hearings. It was determined that the easement needed to go back through the public hearing process to correct the location. According to Solutions IPEM, the easement is generally in the same location as the original easement, and based on updated site topography, the entrance has shifted north along Irons Lane approximately 5 feet to avoid an existing power pole, and that the easement was shifted on site to better align with an existing farm road that has always been intended to be utilized as part of the access. Now, the commission did receive comments from the engineering department, utility planning division. Frank Key of Solutions IPM was present on behalf of the applicants and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. And at the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application, and thereby Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1949 for the Banks Family Farm Preservation Trust for the relocation of the access easement to a bar pit approved as conditional use number 1897, based on a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is part of a bar pit application that was previously approved by Sussex County Council with conditions. As part of that approval, the area of the access road to the bar pit operation was included in the ordinance granting the conditional use. After the approval was granted, the applicant and its land planners recognized that the road needed to be slightly relocated from where it was originally shown. Two, this approval simply adjusts or corrects the location of the access road so that the final site plan will accurately reflect where the road is located on the ground. It is still located in the same general location as where it was depicted during the public hearings on conditional use 1897, and the adjustments are very minor. Three, this approval of the minor adjustment to the access road location will have no impact on the traffic or the neighboring public roadways. Four, this approval has no impact upon the primary use of the site as a bar pit. And five, this recommendation is subject to all the conditions imposed as part of conditional use 1897. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved based on the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. I did receive one additional comment on this application from the Sussex Conservation District. We are advised that there are 7 soil types on the entire property, which includes the bar pit, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected and no text ditches affected. It's not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and it may be possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required. And that's all I have unless you have questions. I do have a survey of the property. Basically, the testimony read reference that it's just a relocation of approximately 5 feet for the easement that serves the bar pit that's already previously been approved.
Okay. Any questions?
Is there any material change?
No.
No, basically,
not really any material change.
Because the ordinance included, basically, let's just say, call it track one, which is the legal description for the bar pit boundary. and track two being the legal description for the easement going to it.
Mm-hmm.
When the drawings came before us for site plan approval, we saw the difference, and they had to reapply to correct the boundary of the easement. Basically, right. That's why we're here.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's
very minor.
I don't see a material issue. Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions from council? If not, would you like to make your presentation, please?
Afternoon. I'm Frank Key with Solutions IPEM here in Georgetown. And my presentation is to say that I concur with every aspect of Mr. Lank's report. If you have any questions of me, I'm happy to answer them.
That was nice and sweet.
Very concise. Very concise.
Either that or Lank's getting awful good with his report.
He's good.
He's very good.
I had to make sure I may cut him short at the commission public hearing because Frank's been known to carry on quite a bit.
Does he get paid by the hour? We can get
he's a volunteer, I'm sure.
Yeah. Sure. You're holding up the process.
All right.
Bye.
Is there, if there are no questions from council, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? If not, is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone here in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing and public record on this matter. And if you'd like, I could read the short
title. Close public hearing, close public record, and ask you to read the short title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for the relocation of the access easement to the proposed borrow pit, conditional use number 1897, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.1571 acres, more or less, tax map ID 134-7-186.
Make a motion we adopt the
ordinance. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, with planning and zoning, and the vote was unanimous, and I concur with them. And this is a CU, so I go with the same conditions.
Mr. Cole.
It appears to be some administrative housekeeping. That it's the type of application it was, so I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
It has very little impact, and it's recommended by planning and zoning. I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote on the recommendations of P&Z.
I concur with P&Z's recommendation. I also vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
Because conditional use number 1948, the application of Sharon L. Sherwood and Van Sherwood. Mr. Lank.
Yes, this is an application to consider conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for professional office use to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.03 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Route 1, 150 feet southeast of Mill Creek Court, a private street in Mill Creek Manor subdivision, and also located at 16649 Coastal Highway, and identified as tax map ID 334, map 1, parcel 7.01. Again, the public hearing on this application was held on November 15th. We heard comments from the Department of Transportation, the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We did receive letters from J. Ralph Cintron and Christine Cintron and Roy L. Wattenbarger and Susan Wattenbarger in opposition. Sharon Sherwood was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. On November 15th, the commission did defer action for further consideration. On December 6th, 2012, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1948 for Sharon L. Sherwood and Van Sherwood for professional offices based upon a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is generally similar to other uses in the vicinity of the property. Two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the use of the property for small professional offices will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise. Four, the site with direct frontage on Route 1 is no longer reasonably usable as a residence, according to the applicant's testimony. 5, the applicant stated they intend to maintain the residential appearance of the property. And 6, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use of the property shall be limited to small-scale professional offices, such as doctors, lawyers, artist studios, accountants, or similar uses. B, there will only be one unlighted sign on the premise that shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. C, any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties. There shall be no more than 2 offices on the property. D, no outside storage shall be allowed on premise. E, a 6-foot-tall screening fence shall be installed along the northern property line of the boundary line of the property. F, hours of operation shall be limited to 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 5 days per week. G, the parking shall comply with all code requirements for the particular use of this property. The final site plan shall clearly show all required parking, and the parking areas must be clearly marked on the site. And H, the site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried with 4 votes to forward this application to the County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. That motion carried 4-1 with Mr. Johnson not voting. I did receive one additional comment again from the Sussex Conservation District. It was received on November 19th. We are advised that there are 2 soil types on this site, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that it will not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and it is not likely that any on-site drainage improvements will be required. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions from council?
Well, could you explain, Lawrence, when it says your undefined drive, is that something that, like Dell Dots, are they going to recognize any of those entrances and exits?
To go to the conditional use process, Dell Dot just comments in general on traffic. What they have to do now for the site plan is go back to Dell Dot and get an approved entrance, and it
may not look like this.
It may be one entrance. Most likely it'll be one entrance serving the entire property. They will most likely close the other one. But that's normal with Dell Dot on a conditional use or a commercial.
And this is not part of that subdivision next door?
No, it's not. It's a pre-existing parcel.
Okay.
This parcel was previously used for an upholstery and drapery business for years, and for several years it's been closed, so they had to reapply.
How many years has it been closed? How many years?
It's the 2 is a limitation, but it's been 2 or 2 plus.
2 plus?
Yes.
But it was not in business?
Pardon?
How many years was it not in business, not used commercially?
2 plus years. I'm not sure the exact date they closed, but it's been over 2 years.
That's fine.
That's the reason they had to apply.
Okay, gotcha.
Any other questions from council? If not, the applicant would like to come forward, please.
Hello, my name is Sharon Sherwood, and I'm representing myself and my husband. I think the case was made well for me, and I like the applause that the last person got for a short presentation, so I'll keep it short also. We purchased this property a little under 2 years ago, and my husband and I have worked very hard to restore the property. We've also tried very hard to keep the original character of the property so that it does still have that residential feel to it. But we would definitely like to apply for this conditional use so that we can use the home that sits right on Route 1 for a professional use. And then there is a studio behind it that my husband and I would also like to use just for ourselves, to keep for ourselves. And that was the concern of the neighbors, was that we would rent that studio and that would infringe upon their privacy. But that is not our intent to do that. I concur with everything that planning and zoning recommended, and we're happy to install the fence and follow all of their recommendations. My only request would be on F, of the recommendations where they list the hours of operation to be 9 to 5, 5 days a week. My request would be a little leeway in that it would be stated that it would be an 8-hour operation between the hours of 8 or 7, and that it would be 6 days. And that gives me a little more leeway in renting to a professional business and giving them flexibilities to be open during hours that are appropriate for their business. Other than that, I did submit pictures, and I don't know whether you saw the packet or not, so that you have a feel for where the property it is, but it is just, it is on North Route 1. As you come over the Nassau Bridge, there's Tyndall's there, and then there's the lighthouse and Meineke and the Surf Crab and Mr. Grab Bar, a field, and then this property, my property, followed mm-hmm. by Greystone, and then there are another five or six businesses after that. Mm-hmm. So we really aren't out of the ordinary in that area.
Okay. So they think the studio is going to interfere with their peace and quiet? Is that what they said?
Yes, because the studio is two stories, uh-huh. And it sits on the property line, mm-hmm. and the one neighbor is directly behind that. And so they were concerned, right, so they were concerned that we were going to rent that property out, and we are not, or that building out, and we are not.
Any other questions from council?
What hours would you say?
I'm sorry?
What were the hours?
An eight-hour business, anywhere from 8 to 7. That would
seven
be
at night.
7 at night, right. That would be my request.
I would suggest at this time, this type of application, we would waive hours of operation because it's office space.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's not as if it's an activity that can be
saying.
Disruptive. So it's just something to think about.
It's going to be sheltered. Yeah.
I was wondering why you'd want to
put
that.
Well, we just don't need to be trying to police it.
Did you have anyone else to testify today?
No, I do not.
Okay. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing this matter and close the public record if it's the council's desire, and we can act on this.
I just need to refresh my memory. The Wattenbergers, is that they did oppose it, and I was trying to read their reasons on here, and well, can you recap that for me? What were they objecting to?
The neighbors that, this is a summary of their comments
yeah.
that includes pretty much all of them.
Right.
The two neighbors, the Cintron and the Wattenbergers, uh-huh. expressed concern that the property owners will still have viable use of their property without this request, that a setback variance has previously been granted along the Citron side yard mm-hmm. for the existing workshop, which mm-hmm. was just referenced, mm-hmm. that they're concerned about depreciation of property values, that the use will change the spirit of the neighborhood and infringe on their rights, their use, and enjoyment of their property, that the expanded use of the property for a commercial enterprise could adversely impact the surrounding neighborhood or environment in many ways, and they reference light pollution, noise, additional traffic, paving, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That the property has an existing cesspool, gravel driveway, deteriorating privacy fence, and a two-story building that overlooks their property in a restricted community. That due to traffic in summer months and on weekends, getting out onto the highway can be difficult. That if approved, people would be pulling out to the south of their community with only a few feet away from their community entrance, fearing that all the existing buildings could be torn down and replaced with a massive office building, and requesting that if approved, a new privacy fence be provided along their community so that no one can enter their property, and that they hope this, that stipulation could include that lighting, signs, and hours not be excessive so that they can maintain their property without commercial influence at night. And in the Wattenberger's letter included information they received from Denrec on the cesspool.
It is a cesspool, yeah. But Denrec will take care of that.
And
okay.
That's Denrec issue,
uh-huh.
right?
Right.
And changing it from residence to a initial use
initial
or commercial
use.
Activity would require Denrec's approval for their,
mm-hmm, sure.
for most likely a new septic system.
And
that's
and
possible.
Delta?
Anything? Any more questions for council?
No, I'm fine.
And it's still under AR zoning, is it?
It's AR zoning.
Right,
actually,
it doesn't change. It's
yeah.
still changed.
I made reference to the previous use. That was a home occupation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They were,
okay.
She was self-employed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's on Route 1. How can it be more traffic?
We will close public hearing, and if there are questions from council, close comments.
I wonder how big that town's approach.
Mr. Cole?
I got a suggestion for the council to consider that we strike number 6 under, I mean, strike
oh,
F
yeah.
under number 6 about hours of operation. because with the description of this, the type of use, I don't believe hours of operation will be an issue. And it's something that would be very difficult for the council to send inspectors out to ever monitor the issue anyway. So I would just say if we could strike F.
If we would need a motion for that and second.
I'll make a motion.
All right, then Mrs. Deaver, I'll make a second.
I have a motion and a second to strike 6F in the conditions from planning and zoning. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And it's still my understanding, Mr. Lank, that the studio is not part is not going to be part of the commercial application, just private use.
The intent of the applicants is stated, and the only use of that building would be for their own personal use.
Right, so the main structure is the only thing we're...
The main structure is what we're considering.
Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Yes, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office use to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.03 acres more or less. Tax map ID 334-1-7.01 with conditions as amended being A through G on page 7.
Entertain a motion? Second. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, sure. Mr. Phillips to approve. Any question on the motion?
No.
Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yeah, I think planning and zoning has answered questions for the neighbors. I think they've gone to great length to consider their peace and quiet. And I really, I concur with them, and I think it should be approved and with the conditions except for that one about the hours. What was that?
F.
As amended, I should say, as amended.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes with the conditions as amended.
Mr. Phillips?
I'll vote yes as well. I don't believe it's going to have a great impact on the community, and I think that with the conditions, that'll lessen it even more.
Wilson?
I vote yes with the conditions. Looking at it, it's already on Route 1 with all that traffic. I don't think it's going to make a difference what one or two cars going to do. So my answer is my vote is yes.
Okay. I agree with the recommendations on the conditions from planning and zoning with deletion of item F. I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day. Mr. Moore.
Thank you.